The third soul question asks the most profound question. What is my dharma? What is my purpose in life? Essentially, how can I serve? How can I be of service? How can I help? How can I heal? Let's try it for a moment right now. Let's just close our eyes, take a long, slow, deep breath in. And let that go. And ask yourself, how can I help? How can I heal? How can I serve using my unique gifts and my special talents? Essentially, the things that make me unique, the things that make me special. Keep breathing and keep asking, how can I help? How can I heal? How can I serve? When it feels comfortable, you can slowly open your eyes. What did you come up with? Mostly the inner dialogue of the subtle body revolves around, what do I get out of this? What's in it for me? But as our internal reference point expands to embrace this realm of soul, of spirit, of expansion, when we look to our most genuine selves, when we truly see our unconditioned self beneath us, our internal dialogue can shift to, how can I help? As our sense of self expands, our compassion proportionately increases, and we naturally find that we care about choices and how they influence the world around us. It's essentially called more conscious choice making. Remember Rabbi Hillel's questions? If I am not for myself, who will be for me? If I am only for myself, what am I? And if not now, when? If the true purpose of unity, of explorations in consciousness, is to discover that aspect of ourselves that is timeless, never born, never died, that lays beneath all the layers of our mind, our body, our emotions, our psychological aspects, then we recognize that our true essence, our true nature, our true being can never be lost. You can be fired tomorrow. Your core relationship could end. Physically, you could move from the current state of physiology to a diagnosis in the next few minutes. Our beliefs may change. You can go from Democrat to Republican, from Christian to Muslim. Even your perspective of who you are in the world, the role you play in life, that could all change. But the essence of who you are is the continuity of awareness that has no beginning and no end. our thoughts, our beliefs, our expectations, our goals and experiences may come and go. But you, deep, deep, deep within, the one who is having the experiences, the experiencer, remains. So as we progress in our meditation, we may find that the answers to the questions, who am I, what do I want, and how can I serve, emerge from a much deeper level. We're probably answering those questions at a deeper level than just a mere 2 weeks ago, because we've spent 14 days meditating together, 14 days connecting in stillness and silence. We might even find that our sense of who we are, our defining aspects, are changing. Remember 2 weeks ago, you weren't a 21-day meditation challenge participant. Maybe you weren't even a meditator. And now that's woven deeply into the fabric of who you are. As we continue this process, this expansive process, we see an expanded view of ourselves. We may even find that our desires are becoming less personal. And as our concept of ourself expands, our concern about others may shift as well. And you may discover this deepening goal, this aspiration to make a contribution to your family, to your community, to your world. And this essentially is the essence of Vedanta, of higher consciousness, of yoga. So let's begin our practice now. Let's close our eyes, take a long, slow, deep breath in. And gently release. And let's gently begin asking ourselves, what is my dharma? What is my purpose in life? How can I help others? How can I heal others? How can I serve others using my unique gifts and my special talents? So these are really two different conversations. The first conversation is, how can I help? How can I heal? How can I serve? And the other conversation is, what are my unique gifts? What are my special talents? So tomorrow, Libby Karstensen will guide us through an exploration. What are my unique gifts? Ways to identify your special talents. Aspects of you that when you're doing them, time has no meaning. Aspects of yourself that when you're doing them, you're in the zone. We've all been there. And once we can identify, what are my unique gifts? What are my special talents? We can then follow it up with, how can I help? How can I heal? How can I serve? And in the ensuing days, Rochelle Williams will explore, how can I help me? And Teresa Long will expand that one level. How can I help and heal and serve my family, and then we'll explore your workplace, your career. And then Amanda will take us into the realm of how can I help, heal, and serve my community. As Deepak says, we transform the world by transforming ourselves. So first it has to start with us. And then those ripples can begin to emanate. So tomorrow we'll explore what are my unique gifts and my special talents. But right now, let's just use this phrase as our mantra. What is my dharma? What is my dharma? What is my dharma? And you may drift away to ask yourself, why am I here? What's my purpose? What do I love to do? That's okay. Let all those thoughts flow into your awareness. And then when you notice that you've been distracted and drifted away, then gently drift back to, what is my dharma? So let's close our eyes, take a long, slow, deep breath in, and gently release, and just float, and silently repeat to yourself, what is my dharma? Aham Brahmasmi. You can stop asking yourself the question, what is my dharma? What is my purpose in life? I know that we've gone pretty deep today. take a long, slow, deep breath in. And let go of that. And let's seal this celebration of Dharma, this exploration of purpose, by chanting Om together one time. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. And when it feels comfortable, you can slowly open your eyes. You can look around at all those dharmic, like-minded friends of yours around the globe who connected to this collective of purpose. And today, as you walk through the day, ask yourself, how can I help? How can I heal? How can I serve? Using my unique gifts and my special talents. From the sweet spot of the universe, this is David G. wishing you Dharma and peace. Namaste.